So here, main purpose of the granting, taking initiation, the initiation, the sixth mantra, tantra. Main purpose, the main, see, purpose of our life. Meaning of our life, not just only to achieve happiness for oneself, to solve only one's own problem, which is that. the meaning of our life, what the purpose of our life is. Is to benefit for other sentient beings. To free others from suffering, and to cause happiness to others. So, as far as benefiting for other sentient beings, so causing happiness of this life towards others. Causing happiness of this life towards other sentient beings. Then now, more important service than that, with this life happiness is just very short time happiness. So more important service than that is causing the happiness of all the coming future lives. Causing happiness, say, in all their, you see, causing happiness in all their coming future lives. So that's a, you see, long run happiness. In causing happiness in all their future lives. So that's more important service than before. And then, then more important service than that is a liberate them from the oceans of the samsara sufferings. Including the cause, delusion and karma, the seed of the delusion, that which is the imprint, the negative imprint. So bringing them in the in this ultimate, the everlasting happiness. So. By achieving this, impossible for them to rise delusion and again to experience suffering is impossible. So to bring the sentient beings, other sentient beings, in this ultimate happiness, the liberation, so much more important service for you to offer. Oneself to offer others, and to see more important than that, then more important than the previous ones. There's more important than the second one. Now, even more important than the third one, that is cease even the subtle defilements, subtle mistakes of the mind. The subtle negative imprint that will project the dualistic view, the true existent appearance, the hallucination. So cease this even the subtle mistakes of mind defilements, and the and bring them in full enlightenment, having that which is cessation of all the mysteries of mind and completion of all the realizations. So bring them in peerless happiness. There's nothing more to develop complete bliss. So this is the greatest service, the most important service to other sentient beings. Only after this, oneself having achieved the full enlightenment, then without slightest mistake, without slightest mistake, then you see, one is able to do perfect will towards all the sentient beings. With the omniscient mind, as one as omniscient mind can directly see every single sentient being, the mind can read and can see the level of intelligence, the merit, karma, characteristic. Then your omniscient mind can directly see all the methods that it fits exactly to every single sentient being, on the karma level of intelligence, or that, without a mistake. So this, in this way, then and we have perfect power, and not only the omniscient mind, the perfect wisdom. Not only that, one has perfect power to reveal all the methods that it fits to them, with the holy body, holy speech, holy mind. By manifesting numberless, various forms, to higher Bodhisattva, the Sambuddhika aspect, the lower, the ordinary Bodhisattva, Nimanaka aspect, in the aspect of Buddha, still in the aspect of Buddha, but the Nimanaka aspect, then beings whose mind is more obscured, more ordinary than that, more obscured, more impure, then manifest in not in the aspect of Buddha, but in the ordinary form, having ordinary form, having suffering, having delusion, having mistakes in the action, so that, however, so otherwise the other sentient being, that those impure, obscured sentient beings cannot see, cannot communicate, they cannot see, cannot receive the guidance, cannot receive teachings directly. So, so even in form of animals, so according whatever is more beneficial for those sentient beings, king or minister or judge or even punishing or butcher and prostitute or child, or, you know, child, so old person, beggar, rich people, even other forms, the bridge, water, even other forms like that, that happens even before you become enlightened. Those meditators who achieve the path of unification, even they are able to manifest those forms. And they recently, Gita Sanjay Rinpoche explained in the Tantric Path and Ground So the mentor who has achieved path of unification, they're able to manifest like those forms. So so no question when you become enlightened. So you have perfect power to reveal all the methods. And not only that, you have compassion, the perfect compassion. I think more to develop is compassion towards every single sentient beings. Towards every single sentient beings. So we're able to bring them from happiness to enlightenment. So that is the main goal of life. This is the main goal of life. Our purpose of our being alive each day. Why put so much effort, spend so much money, keep our lives so busy? You know, spend so much money to have shelter, for survival, the food, you know, spend so much money for food and for clothing, for all this, for when you're sick, the medical treatment, even if you're not sick. For x-rays to check to make sure that you don't have a disease, you know. So all this, so much money, unbelievable money spent, and so, however, all this is each day, each hour, each minute. Each day, each hour, each minute, each second, being human being, purpose, not the purpose. This one, except this one, to benefit other sentiments, liberate the number of sentiments from the oceans, from their suffering, and bring them in the full enlightenment. So this is the goal of life. This is the purpose of life. So just one. The ultimate goal of life is one. Not many, just one. So it's just a very clear direction. The life to see. Anyway, so therefore now, say, Now, Buddha has revealed the teachings, three levels of three levels of teaching or three levels of path. The less difficult path, with that alone, cannot achieve. Cannot achieve full enlightenment. There's a realization of renunciation of samsara, which draw the path through liberation. by following the less difficult path, that there's wisdom realizing emptiness, By the Vrum Garden, wisdom directly preceding emptiness that can seize directly disturbing thought obscuration. Disturbing thought obscuration, one can seize. The wrong ones, the wrong, say, the intellectual, all labeled the wrong concept, one sees them, then the sometimes born disturbing thought obscuration can remove can achieve the liberation blissful state of peace for oneself. So the there's no bodhicitta. So the wisdom, because lack of bodhicitta, so unable to complete the merit of wisdom and merit of virtue. So the wisdom without bodhicitta, so wisdom alone, even there's wisdom direct pressing emptiness, cannot remove the subtle defilements without bodhicitta. So therefore cannot do just without liberation, cannot do perfect work to ascending it. So even though the arhat who has achieved liberation has skies of qualities, psychic powers and so forth, but still because there's a subtle defilement, so therefore cannot do the extensive benefit to sentient being like Bodhisattva. Abide in the blissful state of peace for so many eons, for sentient beings. So, therefore, by practicing the Paramedhyana path, by practicing the Mahayana path, only then one can cease the subtle defilement, one can achieve full enlightenment, and can do perfect transcendence. Liberating them from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. So the even the tenth Guru Bodhisattva, who are close to achieving enlightenment, even that it has far more greater unimaginable qualities than much more than Arhat. But however, still there's still there's a possibility of making mistakes and when working for sentences. So therefore, need to achieve full enlightenment. To be able to perfect was the thing. So for that, even though you can do that by following the Mahayana, the Paramita, the path, but that text, you see, three kinds of degree, you have to collect merit to complete the merit, the wisdom, merit, the virtue. It takes three countless great eons. It takes three countless great eons. So that means the sentient beings, the number of sentient beings, they have to suffer numberless eons. They have to suffer. So basically, longer it takes for you, oneself takes to achieve enlightenment, the number of other sentiments, they have to suffer longer. So therefore, now, so give this example, how there are so many sentiments, see, the connection to you, they don't become enlightened until you actually has passed. And reveal them Dharma. Unconceivable number of sentient beings who have connection to you. So, for example, in our life, many of us, we have the experience, even though there are Buddhas, there are numbers of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas working for a sentient being, but until that person met you, the person never met Dharma. And until that person meet you, the person never met Dharma. Only after that person met you, this is somewhere, and that only after that person is met Dharma. You see, good interest in Dharma, good faith in Dharma, Buddha, Sangha. So only the person then became the practice. So you see, in many of our lives, there's so many examples. The people met Dharma, they didn't meet Dharma before, but only after they met you, they met Dharma. So from this, you can understand, can discover that the numberless sentient beings that first connect you, and you see, they don't meet Dharma, they don't become liberated from samsara, you see, until, until you show yourself actual path and show the path to them. So like this. So therefore, one needs to achieve full enlightenment as good as possible. Can't stand even one hot helping or one cold helping, caught in the all this ice mountains or ground, like nailed into the shoes. However, You see, one helping suffering unimaginable, how this can't stand even for 1 second. You see, if you think that the one being suffering, so you know, unimaginable. See, it's 1 second. 1 second, they're being suffering. You see, it's like, you know, like eon, like it's suffering for eons, or many hundreds of years or eons. So, just think one symptom being, just think one symptom being how much is suffering. Can't stand that. You see, it's hell. So now there are numberless of them in each hot, there is a matter of hot hells in each realm, there are numberless of them. Being alive again, there are numberless. Then bloodline, numberless. Then gathered and crushed, they're numberless. So in each realm, and eight major court hells, in each realm, they're numberless. Then the six neighborhood hell realm, each one is numberless. Like the lava, you know, the Chuvarama in Tibetan called the but extremely hot. So like lava, you know, liquid one is fire. The numberless symptoms are drawn inside that, you know, suffering until the karma finishes. So they're numberless. So can't imagine, see. As well, so 100 ghosts, preta, can't find a drop of water, can't find a spoon of food for hundreds of years, thousands of years. You see, even just one can't stand that. If you don't have any drink or no water for 1 week, this is how difficult is that? No drink at all, and no food. How that is, can't bear that. So for them, 100,000 years can't find. So one, just think one person, how much suffering. if I really think can't stand, need to be liberated as possible, can't, you know, without delay in second. So now the numberless hundreds, the numberless animals, first I can say one animal, how much suffering. So then now, so human being, one human being. It's a human being now, but it doesn't mean human being every lifetime, forever. This is short time, and the human realm, but then I can go down, and all the need karmas collected from beginning to rebirth, and this life not purified. So much not purified and not finished experiencing. So you see, again, I have to suffer for not sure how long, and maximum number of time, eons, not sure can come back to the human being, because it requires living pure vow, pure precepts. You need preliminary, just even if you have ordinary human body, not perfect human body, just enough to be human being, have inner body. So, completely overwhelmed by delusion and karma. You see, no freedom at all. And so many wrong concepts, hallucinate mind, totally filled wrong concept. And then in the action, desire for happiness, do not want suffering, but in the action, motivation is either ignorance or anger. Ignorance is there, either anger, then usually it's the attachment. Attachment and clinging to this life. So motivation is only non-virtue. 24 hours, the motivation non-virtue. So all the actions do non-virtue. So constantly, you see, constantly creating only in this way, creating only need karma, keeping day and night busy, creating only cause of suffering, not only cause of samsara, but cause of a lower realm. So that, and tormented by suffering or pain, even the pleasure of the experience is only samsara pleasure, which nature is only suffering. If you analyze, if you don't analyze, you know, it appears like, you know, real happiness. Mm. But if you analyze, you discover it is only nature of suffering. So, because it's only suffering, so the pleasure that one has labeled and believed doesn't last. It doesn't last. Not only doesn't increase, it doesn't last. And become suffering or pain. So then the fundamental suffering, the aggregates of body mind, the nature of suffering. Nature of suffering, because the aggregates is contaminated seed of delusions. So that compounds problems, sufferings, mental and physical suffering this life, and it compounds future life sufferings. So pervasive compounding suffering. The body mind is pervasive compounding suffering. So therefore, there is no one second peace, no pure happiness. No one second, there's no one second peace. Not suffering, not a break, or one second break, not experiencing suffering or samsara. So however, that's the same, in desire endeavor. However, even the formless realm endeavor, they are not free from, how say, the pervasive compounding suffering. They are getting the nature of this suffering. So, yeah, even the formless realm, those who don't experience suffering of pain and suffering of change, but they're not free from pervasive compounding suffering. So they so unbearable that suffering. So one human being, how much suffering? So same, the one there. So that's not this. So therefore, not only liberate him from all the suffering causes, bring him to but you see, must liberate them from this, all the suffering, these oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment as quick as possible. Therefore, then, much teaching as possible. So, what am I supposed to do that? It's only if I practice Tantra. Otherwise, then even Tantra, lower Tantra, one can achieve enlightenment in one life. Which is, of course, so much kukha, to be able to enlighten other sentient beings, then the paramita and the path. Here, you see, you can achieve enlightenment in one lifetime, by achieving immortality, immortal realizations, then you prolong the life, like for thousand years, like 100,000 years, then able to achieve enlightenment. So now here, so, so cannot itch, cannot itch. So one can still see here. The sentient beings have to suffer for a long time. So, and see. If one practice harsh tantra, mahana tantra, then you can achieve full enlightenment in a few number of years, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. Like military power, like Christian Chuki Doshi, like Yawa and Sava, those Lama Tsongkhapa disciples. So many happened who achieved enlightenment in a few number of years and a brief lifetime of designated time. So, the lower tantra, even practice on that, it doesn't have that great skill. The mahānuta tantra has the most skillfulness, of the quickest way to say one that one can achieve enlightenment quickest among those previous paths, you know. Because in the highest tantra path, by achieving clear light, you achieve illusory body. So by achieving illusory body, you're able to complete the what takes three countless great eons to like merit in the paramedic path. So here in the highest tantra, you're able to complete so that's how one can achieve enlightenment. You see, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. And the other thing is, only the highest tantra has the method to stop the gross mind, which doesn't go to enlightenment. So to cease that, and to actualize the extremely subtle mind, which that's the only mind which goes to enlightenment. To actualize this, this paramodil, the Samat, this Tantra wisdom Samat, Samat from Greece, great bliss. So, to answer like this, that which is, there is direct, which was direct cause, only which is only the direct cause of Dharmakaya. That's what I meant. Then one the ability from that illusory body was direct cause to the say the Rubakaya, the holy body. So. So therefore, to be able to practice the highest tantra, the completion stage, the five stages, which is five stages, to achieve this, then one need to achieve the realization, the generation stage. However, to practice, to be able to practice this, one needs to receive the great initiation, which permits to meditate on this path. Taking the highest tantra, the great initiation, is the door of the sixth mantra, to enter the sixth mantra, vajan. So now here, purpose of taking the great initiation, that's the great initiation, most crucial. How important is no words? Most crucial that for if one wants to benefit for sentient beings, if one say so. So here you can see the purpose of taking initiation is, you see, a reason is compassion, that you can't bear how much others suffering, you know, you want to liberate them as quick as possible, see, bring them to nothing. So, for that reason, then, taking initiation and taking the tantric vows, which only then you are able to have realization of tantric path. Without living tantric vow, then can't. And also other reason it is one has the universal responsibility. You have the universal responsibility of each and every single sentient beings, their happiness. You have responsibility to free them from all the sufferings. Yeah, you have responsibility. One reason is because all your past, say, numberless, from beginningless samsara, all the pleasure, all the happiness experience, all the happiness from beginningless past life, you receive by kindness of each and every single sentient being. And present, all the happiness, comfort, enjoyment, and all the future comfort, enjoyment, all the happiness, including liberation from samsara, full enlightenment, everything one receives by kindness of, each and every single sentiment. So, that most precious, most kind one in one's life. That the most precious, most kind one in one's life, each and every single insect, each and every single human being, each and every single precious helpers. So therefore, you see, in one's own life, there's nobody to cherish. There's no one. There's nobody to cherish. you know, there's no body to cherish other than sentient being. There's no body to work for. That's it. There's no purpose really. Purpose, see. Works other than the sentient being, working for sentient being, is meaningless. Other than that, it's meaningless. Meaningless. And what they want is happiness. What they do not want is suffering. So therefore, and what they want is, you see, the happiness, what they want is the longest happiness, highest happiness. So their everyday life is what they're looking for. Even they don't know, even they have no knowledge about enlightenment or path to achieve. However, so therefore, to free them from all the suffering causes, bring them to as quick as possible, then I must it as quick as possible. Therefore, that I'm going to take the preparation here. The preparation for the initiation. So the brief the motivation of that. Dāgī jīnyē sāvē gyāvā dētī nā rāvā kūlā kā mēdā tēpā jītā lō sāntā vāy tē mēnyē mō rindō sā jī shū sā jī pītī chū jī mēdō tā mūjā lē jī mūtē tēpā tī sāngyē shīng kū mēdē vā yī chū kāy nā tā jī mū chū pā rā yī shū yī tā māng kū rū rā nā mē tā lā kā nē tā yā mē jī rō tā pā sū tū chī mērē shkru nā tē tā mē shkru tā tī pā ā tī tā mērē shkru tā pā ā tās may the bodhicitta be expressed with the most heart in the heart of all of us, in the hearts of all the sentient beings, in the hearts of everyone in this world, in the hearts of all the leaders of the world, and in the hearts of all the terrorists, the mouths of the terrorists, of all the people who give so much harm to others, all the people who claim so much violence, to be generated in all their hearts. Without delay, even a second, and that which generated might be increased. Chanju Simjo Rimbo Je Maje Banam De Juro Je Jeva Nyambay Meba Kone Kondo Bewa. Especially now, the Iraq there is very, very difficult there. It was extremely difficult than the recent times again. So, very strong prayers, very important, especially general bodhicitta in all their hearts, to find faith in the different karma. Kāngre rāvē kūvē shīngam dē tāntāng dē vāma lō chūvē nē jē rē sāngā tēng jēng jā chō yī shā bē sē tē bā tō tēng jō rō jī yē pāntē lā mē kū jē tēng bā tāng tēng mē nyō lā tē jē chūng kā tāng tā shēng mā lō chō tāng jī Did all the past tense of marriage from Tiramis, probably? That which I empty from the society. Where the eye was also empty from the society. Achieve enlightenment was also empty from its own side. Indeed, all the sentient beings were also empty from their own side. Bahamas, enlightenment, which is also empty from its own side. But myself alone was also empty from its own side. I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy extent of this bliss of Samanta Bhattaram and Dukosha as they realize this. And I dedicate all the merits to be there in the same way as all the past, present, future Buddhists dedicate their merits. And general teaching of the Buddha, particular teaching of Namasangha, may it be spread in all the directions, may it be flourished forever in this world, by completely actualizing the Lord's heart, the Lord's family members, and all of us here, in the house of all the students and benefactors in this open organization, and those who give up their life to the organization, doing service to a sentient being, teaching of Buddha through this organization, in everyone, and also their hearts as well. Good morning. One of the good mornings.